Tennessee is also home to musical storytellers in the country music capital of the world, Nashville. It's a long, long road to independence, but I'm leaving you for Tennessee. I got demons riding shotgun telling me not to go, but what they don't know is I'm already gone. I'm already gone. That was country music megastar Raina James. Now, if you're a country music fan and that name doesn't ring a bell, it's because Raina James is a fictional character played by actress Connie Britton. Britton stars in the new TV series Nashville, which premieres this Wednesday on ABC. TV fans will know Britton for her Emmy-nominated roles on Friday Night Lights and American Horror Story. For her latest role in Nashville, Britton is belting her heart out as a veteran country singer whose career is being threatened by a new rising star. Connie Britton joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for talking with us, Connie.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
So we just heard you singing a song from the first episode of Nashville. So what's it like? What's it like to have to sing in character? I'm assuming you haven't done this before?
No, I haven't. And in fact, that's actually officially the first time I've ever heard myself singing something on the radio.
Wow! You heard it here first.
So I'm sitting here a little freaked out.
How do you think you're doing?
You know, listen, it's been such an incredible experience, you know, hugely challenging, but that's kind of why I wanted to do this role.
Because we should say, you're not just playing any old singer or country singer. You're supposed to be the reigning queen of country music.
I know. I mean, seriously, there are many days that I think to myself, what was I thinking? I must have lost my mind because, you know, I mean, I've always been musical. I did a lot of singing a long time ago. Well, not a lot of singing, actually. I sang a long time ago.
Uh-huh. What kind of singing did you
do? Oh, you know, musical theater, like regional musical theater. And it's been a long time. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure why I thought that then suddenly I could pull off being the reigning queen of country music. Actually, I do know why. The thing about country music is that it's really about storytelling. And that's my favorite part of being an actor. And I thought as an actor, I could tap into that aspect of it.
Let's talk about this woman, Raina James. In the first episode, she's facing some big transitions. Let's set this up a little bit. Let's listen to this scene when your character meets with executives at her record label. A little background. They want your character to team up with a younger singer for a concert tour.
Listen, I stayed loyal to this company when every other label was trying to woo me away. I've got an album that I'm very proud of, and I'm just asking for a little support for that album and for the tour that will help sell it.
Miss James, you've got to find your place in a new market. I know that's not what you want to hear.
So you're telling me after 21 years at this label, if I don't open for your little ingenue who wouldn't make it as one of my backup singers, that you're not going to support me?
Those are your words, not mine. But still, I need to know your decision.
Well, you can kiss my decision as it's walking out the door.
Wow! So this little ingenue, I mean, there's this young rising star who's kind of nipping at your heels, and you play this woman who's really fighting to save her career in a very fickle industry. I wonder what about this plotline kind of appealed to you personally?
Well, you know, it's funny. When you agree to do a pilot, there are a lot of different directions you can go from there. And I think a lot of the emphasis, certainly in marketing the show and the way the pilot was cut together, put a lot of this sort of competitive energy between my character, Raina, and Hayden Panettiere's character, Juliet. But for me, what it originally attracted me to the role is the comparison of the two different musicians coming from two very different places and two different worldviews in terms of their approach to music, their approach to their careers,
and two different places in their life. I mean, yeah, your character has a family, kids.
Yeah, exactly. And the music business has changed so dramatically in recent years. And, you know, I think our show has a great opportunity to give our audience some insight into what that really looks like, what it looks like from the backstage, you know, backstage at the Opry.
Raina James, the character, grew up in Nashville. And you also played a Southern character in Friday Night Lights, Tammy Taylor.
Yes.
Who lived in a small town in Texas. What's the difference between a Texas and a Tennessee accent? I'm sure we'll get all kinds of mail now from people in Texas and Tennessee saying, how can you not know the difference? But as someone who's playing these women, did you try to calibrate it differently?
You know, it's really subtle. And what I find in Nashville in particular is that there are really strong variations in the accents. There are people who have lived in Nashville their whole lives who have actually very little accent, and then there can also be very strong Tennessee accents. So I think with Raina, because she is this polished performer, but she also comes from there, I've sort of made a choice that she almost goes in and out of an accent a little bit. I grew up in Virginia. I grew up in the South, and I also sometimes have no accent at all, and then if I'm around those people, I slide right back into it. I've also said I'd probably do fewer y'alls. As Tammy Taylor, y'all was a big part of who she was, and it's funny listening to people in the music business in Nashville. There's a lot more you guys, which kind of surprised me. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to make an adjustment. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any y'all, because there is.
Okay, good. All the Friday Night Lights fans would be disappointed. It's my understanding that you studied Chinese and majored in Asian studies in college. Did you have a different career path in mind back then?
I really didn't. I always wanted to be an actor. But when I went to college, I had to fulfill a language requirement. And so I thought it would be really cool to do it speaking Chinese.
Wow. Not French, not Spanish. You went kind of top tier.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in a small town in Virginia. And when I went to college, I was like, really? I can take Chinese? You know, I didn't have opportunities like that.
How's your Chinese these days?
Let's put it this way. These days, my singing is better than my Chinese, which,
Connie Britton stars in the new TV series Nashville. It premieres this Wednesday on ABC. Connie Britton, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.